This is the time when the world must pray to see the Father's plan. This is the time to break down each wall and free the suffering man. This is the time to forget the past and find a better way.
I'd like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by the Foundation for Prayerful Living and open to all. We are delighted that you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those of you with a computer, our web address for this meeting is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive on the prayerfulgathering.com webpage. We'll continue in song with hymn number 263.
Only God can bring us gladness. Only God can give us peace. Joys are vain that end in sadness. Joy divine shall never cease. In the shade of want and sorrow,
again, welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is In His Time. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. Holy Bible, Genesis. Is anything too hard for the Lord? And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life, and lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being so old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did laugh Sarah, saying, shall I of surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee, according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken unto him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare unto him, Isaac. Psalms. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths, lead me in thy truth, and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Hosea. Therefore turn thou to thy God, keep mercy and judgment, and wait on thy God continually. Psalms. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Isaiah. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Genesis. And Pharaoh was wroth against two of his officers, against the chief of the butlers, and against the chief of the bakers. and he put them in ward in the house of the captain of the guard into the prison, the place where Joseph was bound. And they dreamed a dream, both of them, each man his dream in one night. And Joseph came in unto them in the morning and looked upon them, and behold, they were sad. And he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of his lord's house, saying, Wherefore look ye so sadly today? And they said unto him, We have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter of it. And Joseph said unto them, Do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me them, I pray you. And the chief butler told his dream to Joseph. And Joseph said unto him, This is the interpretation of it. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thine head and restore thee unto thy place. And thou shalt deliver Pharaoh's cup into his hand after the former manner when thou wast the butler. But think on me when it shall be well with thee, and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. When the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, he said unto Joseph, I also was in my dream. And Joseph answered and said, This is the interpretation thereof. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thy head from thee, and shall hang thee on a tree, and the birds shall eat thy flesh from off of thee. And it came to pass on the 3rd day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast unto all his servants. And he lifted up the head of the chief butler and of the chief baker among his servants. And he restored the chief butler unto his butlership again. And he gave the cup unto Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him. And it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh dreamed. And it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all the wise men thereof. And Pharaoh told them his dream, but there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh. Then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults this day. And there was there with us a young man, an Hebrew servant, to the captain of the guard. And we told him, and he interpreted to us our dream. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon. And he shaved himself and changed his raiment and came in unto Pharaoh. Ecclesiastes. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also he hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. Luke. If then God so clothe the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you? And seek not ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be of doubtful mind. Your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Habakkuk. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. And from Science and Health. The divine demand, be ye therefore perfect, is scientific, and the human footsteps leading to perfection are indispensable. Individuals are consistent who, watching and praying, can run and not be weary, walk and not faint, who gain good rapidly and hold their position, or attain slowly and yield not to discouragement. God requires perfection, but not until the battle between spirit and flesh is fought and the victory won. To stop eating, drinking, or being clothed materially before the spiritual facts of existence are gained step by step is not legitimate. When we wait patiently on God and seek truth righteously, He directs our path. The sick are terrified by their sick beliefs, and sinners should be affrighted by their sinful beliefs. But the Christian Scientist will be calm in the presence of both sin and disease, knowing, as he does, that life is in God and God is all. Work out your own salvation is the demand of life and love. For to this end God worketh with you. Occupy till I come, wait for your reward, and be not weary in well-doing. If your endeavors are beset by fearful odds and you receive no present reward, go not back to error, nor become a sluggard in the race. When the smoke of battle clears away, you will discern the good you have done and receive according to your deserving. Love is not hasty to deliver us from temptation, for love means that we shall be tried and purified. God is not moved by the breath of praise to do more than he has already done, nor can the infinite do less than bestow all good, since he is unchanging wisdom and love. We can do more for ourselves by humble, fervent petitions, but the all-loving does not grant them simply on the ground of lip service, for he already knows all. We cannot fill vessels already full. They must first be emptied. Let us disrobe error. Then, when the winds of God blow, we shall not hug our tatters close about us. The way to extract error from mortal mind is to pour in truth through flood tides of love. Christian perfection is won on no other basis. Grafting holiness upon holiness, supposing that sin can be forgiven when it is not forsaken, is as foolish as straining out gnats and swallowing camels. The scientific unity which exists between God and man must be wrought out in life practice, and God's will must be universally done. Maintain the facts of Christian Science, that spirit is God and therefore cannot be sick, that what is termed matter cannot be sick, that all causation is mind, acting through spiritual law, then hold your ground with unshaken understanding of truth and love, and you will win. If we are not secretly yearning and openly striving for the accomplishment of all we ask, our prayers are vain repetitions. Such as the heathen used. If our petitions are sincere, we labor for what we ask. And our Father, who seeth in secret, will reward us openly. Can the mere public expression of our desires increase them? Do we gain the omnipotent ear sooner by words than by thought? Even if prayer is sincere, God knows our need before we tell him, or our fellow beings about it. If we cherish the desire honestly and silently and humbly, God will bless it. Through the wholesome chastisements of love, we are helped onward in the march towards righteousness, peace, and purity, which are the landmarks of science. Beholding the infinite task of truth, we pause, wait on God. Then we push onward until boundless thought walks enraptured and conception unconfined is winged to reach the divine glory. In order to apprehend more, we must put into practice what we already know. We must recollect that truth is demonstrable when understood, and that good is not understood until demonstrated. If faithful over a few things, we shall be made rulers over many. God, the great I am, the all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, and eternal. Principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love, all substance, intelligence.